And now, the Goldbergs. Molly has discovered a new peace in her own family now that Sammy's been returned to the fold. But Molly's sense of obligation, her desire to help others, has been enlisted in the cause of Mr. Albert Allison. Dr. Cater, the psychologist who showed Sammy the right road to take, is now occupied with Sylvia's cure. And part of the treatment is the presence of Esther Miller, a woman out of Allison's past, a woman he once wanted to marry and didn't. Tonight there's a big dinner for everybody concerned, and trouble is brewing, Miss.
Mr. Wonderful then, Mr. Wonderful now, Mr. Wonderful the dark, indeed, Lord.
Ma, yeah. Ma, don't sing that song.
What song am I singing?
It was wonderful then and it's wonderful now.
That's what I was singing.
Uh-huh.
That was the voice.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well. The good glasses, Rosalie, darling, please. The stab on the table look very special.
Not too much, Ma.
Why not?
Well, it may be a little embarrassing. It'll look like an engagement party.
It's a long distance yet to an engagement party. Darling, help me here. Put a red spoon over there. A big spoon. And have soup. Wonderful then. Wonderful now. Wonderful weather. What's Papa doing? He's changing himself.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Allison is showing Miss Miller around the place.
What can he see now? The sun is diminishing. Wonderful then.
Family, if you're shaving, I got warm water now. Change the spigot, and it's warm now.
All right. Rosalie.
I'm getting the good glasses.
Wait a minute with the good glasses. Come here, then, Rosalie.
Yeah.
Go upstairs to Sylvia. And pick a boo. See if she's preparing herself to come down and sit on the table with everybody.
I won't pick a boo. I'll just go up and ask her.
Very well, so don't pick a boo, but go up and ask her. Very well.
Right.
And Rosalie, bring me down my little hostess apron, yes, dear?
Hostess, Ma.
Huh?
Hostess.
What did I say?
Hostess.
Hostess. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like you said, isn't it? Wonderful, then. Wonderful, now. Wonderful weather, when you're in love. Wonderful then. Oh, dear. Oh, Allison?
Yes.
Where's Miss Miller?
She's on the porch. Mrs. Goldberg.
I know that. I know. Rosalie just went up to Sylvia to see if she's coming down.
Mrs. Goldberg, please, you go up and... I don't want any embarrassment now.
Don't worry, darling. Don't worry. Say?
Well, Allison, only on an occasion like this, and only for you, would I torture myself with a vint color.
Thank you, Jake, but this is not the occasion yet.
She's a nice woman, Allison. Where is Miss Miller?
On the porch.
Nice woman, Allison.
What good is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, if Sylvia starts...
Leave Sylvia to Dr. Cater.
Rosalie?
Well, Rosie, is Sylvia...
I told her we were going to eat in a little while.
Well, is she coming down?
She'll come down. She'll come down, I'm sure of it.
Did she say so?
Don't worry, Allison. When do we eat, Molly?
Soon, dear, very soon. Why don't you and Miss Allison go on the porch, and then I'll call you, yes?
Come on, Allison, come on. I wouldn't be intruding, huh? Everything will be all right.
Where's my apron, Rosalie?
He won't come down, Mama.
We'll see. Rosalie, dear, put water. Spill everybody in their glasses so the pitcher wouldn't take up too much room.
He likes to be the center of attraction. That's Sylvia's trouble.
Put the napkins on the side so I can have everybody laid out.
Mom, why didn't you ask Dr. Cater for supper?
I did ask him. Couldn't he come?
No.
Well, Molly?
Yeah?
Everybody is coming. Miss Miller is hungry.
Very well, dear. Very well. I'm just putting a light in the soup just a second. And I'm just waiting for Sammy. He's just finishing shaving himself. 1 second, dear. Sammy? Are you finished with the shaving yet, dear? Are you coming, Belle? Well, please do so, because everybody's finished already, dear. Everything is finished. I'm just putting a light in my soup this minute. That's all. I'll just put a light in the soup, dear. Please. Rosalie, dear.
Yeah? I want you to please go up once again and tell Sylvia that we are ready.
All I can do is knock at the door. She won't let me come in.
So knock and say, and say, come downstairs
right.
Immediately. Family, is Sylvia coming down?
Oh, call and tell her we're ready for dinner.
All right.
You look nice, Kevin.
Thanks.
The water was warm enough for your shaving, Emily?
Warm enough.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it hot for you.
It was hot enough.
Emily, look at you a little. You cut yourself.
Huh?
You cut yourself.
Oh, it's all right.
If I kiss it, I'll make it better.
Like magic.
Yeah.
I told her.
You told her? All right. So then tell everybody supper's ready and standing on the table. Go, all dear. Right. Oh, Emily, dear. You'll sit over here, darling, because it's a little spacious. You didn't meet Miss Miller yet, huh?
No.
Enter my humble abode, everybody.
Is Sylvia coming down?
We called her, Miss Miller. Miss Miller, I want you to meet my son, Samuel.
Oh, hello,
Miss Miller, Sammy.
How do you do? I'm glad to meet you.
Mine oldest.
So, where do we sit, Molly?
Your usual place, Jake, darling. In your usual place as heretofore. Jake, you here. Miss Miller, right here, dear. Rosalie, here, dear. And Samuel, you sit right here.
Okay.
My elbow wouldn't be bad for you.
Aren't we waiting for Sylvia?
Oh, she'll be down.
In a few moments, Sylvia will be down. Rosalie, dear, I think you have to go up for something.
In the meantime, can we eat our liver?
Please, surely start. We don't have to wait. Start, please. Emily, pass the bread.
Okay.
Some bread, Esther?
Yes, Albert, thank you very much.
Here it is.
Every time I have more than five people to dinner, I remember I ought to have an extra leaf made for my table because my guests get so cramped.
Oh, this is very comfortable, Mrs. Goldberg.
Sorry.
Very comfortable.
It's what you put on your table and who you put on it that counts, Molly.
Well, whichever. So let us proceed with the food. Family guests. Rosie? Sister, your liver is standing, dear.
Excuse me.
Is this the first time you have been in this part of the nation, Miss?
No, I've visited Connecticut before.
Oh, it's very hysterical, hysterically.
Yes.
A fella, has the bread.
Oh.
This church in this town was founded by pioneers. I feel that I'm walking through the pages of history when I walk through the village. I mean, Miss Miller, for instance, when you go to the store to buy lamb chops, you're even walking on history. It's funny, but it makes the smallest things important. Yeah. We have a pond here where a general and his soldiers... Who was his family?
I forget.
A general and his soldiers, and they were...
Albert, we're waiting for you. Mrs. Goldberg was just telling me when she walks through the town, it's like walking through the pages of history. It's very interesting.
And painfully, embarrassed and upset, the dinner goes on without Sylvia, each one pretending not to notice what occurred, and each one knowing that a cloud has fallen over Allison's meeting with the woman from his past. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.